is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
You got it. It's the MJ Morning Show here on a Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning. It is 6:07, rolling up on 6:08. Welcome, peeps. By the way, message for Julian, my son Julian. Walked the dogs last night, right after I finished my afternoon schnitz show, now heard on 10:10 a.m., and what is it, 92.1 FM and 103....
Anyway, sounds right.
Yeah, 103.... Mm-hmm. So the schnitz show moved, obviously, when we moved the MJ Morning Show to Q105. And I'm walking with Julie, and I typically take the dogs for a two-mile walk every night after I finish the afternoon show at 6 p.m. So Julian, while he's home for the summer from boarding school, takes the walk with me generally. And Julian says to me, you know, Dad, I was up at 6 a.m. yesterday. I heard the whole show because of our sleep schedule still a little bit off.
Wonky from your trip.
Well, because we were 6 hours ahead. Where we were in Italy, we were 6 hours ahead of Eastern Daylight Time. And Julian hasn't gotten his sleep schedule back, so Julian made a big deal to point out, by the way, I was up very early. I at 6 o'clock heard the show open. I heard the beginning of the show. I listened to the whole show. He was quoting things back. Well, that's a good thing, Julian. So if you're up this morning listening to the show, you didn't take out the recyclables like I told you to take out the recyclables.
Come on, Julian.
All right.
Recyclables? It's kind of hard to say, right?
The recyclables.
Don't say it like that.
He did not take out the recyclables.
Didn't Julian fall from the green Todd tree? Doesn't he have a love for recycling like his dad?
Recyclables? Doesn't he love recyclables?
He did not take out the recyclables.
Oh, it's not recyclable.
The recycle lullabies. He didn't take. So I said to him, this is like four times, I heard you. So I go out to the car this morning to come to the radio station to do the MJ Morning Show. And the recyclable bin, the green big plastic bin, is just sitting in the normal place.
That's funny. Mine's blue. My bin's blue.
Yeah, mine is too.
Ours is green. I've seen the blue ones. Yeah. Our regular trash bin is like a dark blue. And then the recyclable is a green.
There's a guy on our street who doesn't believe in recycling, so he never his blue one's never out, and everybody hates him because of it. He's like the no recycle guy.
Is this the guy you threw a baseball at?
And it's so... no, this is annoying.
So, Julian, I'm very disappointed because I asked you 9 times to take out the recyclables, and you did not. And I don't even think you grabbed the intermediate bin. We've got an intermediate bin in the pantry where that's where the recyclables go before that bin gets taken out to the big bin.
How responsible.
When that fills up. And I don't think he did jack crap. So I'm very angry. So Julian, if you're up and you made a big deal about saying, hey, you know, my sleep schedule's off and I heard the whole show yesterday, even the show open. Well, thank you so much, pal. Well, thank you, pal. And what's your issue, Fester? I didn't get any prep from you last night. Where's the consistency from you?
The executive producer of this program?
Our first day back, I had prep and ideas and story links from Fester. And that's the way we operate around here. You know, everyone brings stuff to the table, and then we decide what we like to do on the show. And Fester, first day back from vacation, you had stuff for me late Sunday night for early Sunday Monday morning, right. And then last night nothing, this morning nothing. What's going on?
He has a seesaw motivation thing going. Which one day it's up, one day it's down.
Right. I would just like to get one day of consistency.
Okay, first of all, one day on, one day off actually is consistent.
There's a rhythm. That's a pattern.
Yes, thank you, Roxanne. Yeah. And yesterday, I had a horrific dental procedure.
Oh, no.
And it knocked me out like at 7:30 last night.
What do you mean you had a horrific dental procedure?
go to the dentist more than 7 years.
Well, first of all, 7 years is about right.
What got done?
I had a cavity that was up to a nerve, and I had to go see Dr. Childers yesterday.
Oh.
And I'll tell you all about it. But he knocked half my face was paralyzed for half the day. And then I get home last night, and zonked right out at 7:45.
He was tired. You don't need his.
And then you didn't wake up until it was time to come to work?
I woke up at 10 o'clock, saw that Steve Jervey was retiring.
Oh,
and
no.
Then I was like, oh, this is terrible news. And I went back to bed.
Devastated.
That was my night last night.
Should think of a better excuse for
Steve Jervey's retiring. Yeah, how about
he's a young
that?
Guy.
I think of him as young. I would think that Steve would have a couple more years if he wanted to. So
he bought Bitcoin at the bottom and he sold it at the peak.
Steve Jervey from Channel 8 is now worth $12.7 billion.
Good for him.
We gotta try to get him on.
Channel Jervey.
We gotta try to get him. But he's a late riser.
Good for him.
But we'll see. All right, just getting rolling. Busy day for the early crowd. If you missed Froggy bashing up my Instagram posts from my Italy trip with the family, we'll play the Spatula song.
Spatula.
Froggy's new alter ego is Spatula. Hold on. Coming up.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ here with Roxanne and Froggy and Fester and Coop, our producer. Coop, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I understand. Hang on a minute. Hit the wrong button. You said I'm doing good.
I'm doing good. Am I supposed to be doing bad?
No, it's grammatically incorrect. I don't mean to be the grammar police over here, but I said, how you doing? You said, I'm doing good. Grammatically correct verbiage would be, I'm doing
great.
Well, that would be better, but incorrect. I'm doing
wonderful.
Well, that would be okay, but not what I'm doing well.
Oh, okay. Yes, okay. That was my next guess.
I'm doing well instead. I'm doing good. I'm doing well is much more accepted as far as proper English.
Yeah, I always mess that up. So when people ask how I'm doing, I always say, living the dream.
We have a little situation with Coop. Fester brought me up to speed on something with Coop. We'll get to that coming up here in just a bit. But first, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this.
Is Spatula.
This is ridiculous.
This is his intro for this guy's live concert.
This is ridiculous.
It's hypnotic. And I have to tell you, last night when I reached for a spatula, I couldn't help but picture Spatula.
Yes, that's really the point. He thinks that's the point.
Yeah, we ought to make this go off on your smart speaker in your house.
So before
you reach for a spatula.
We're already
wait a sec. I'm reaching for a kitchen tool and, well, what am I reaching for?
This.
I got it. All right.
I'm reaching for a ladle. This is ladle.
That's actually Spatula's midget he's actually going to perform with. Ladle.
Wow.
Don't forget cheese grater.
Cheese grater. I'm reaching for a potato peeler. This is potato peeler. All right, so.
You got to wait for the end. The big here he is.
Yeah.
Really?
In his next performance. Later this week?
Yeah. Oh, Spatula's coming back?
He wants to play again this week already.
Oh, great.
Turns it out.
This song about, I don't know if I should say it.
All right, Spatula is Froggy's new little act. Of course, Froggy has Skrizzle, DJ Skrizzle, Skrizzle.
He's jealous, by the way.
Now Spatula has come on the scene, and Spatula Froggy, apparently was watching every single one of my Instagram posts while I was on vacation with the family in Italy, all the food, all the places we went. And I guess Froggy Spatula had a problem. So Froggy, vicariously living through Spatula, decided to write a song about me. And, well, to rip me up good. And this is Spatula.
Well, we see you posting on IG. You're having fun in Italy. What is the point of all this fuss? You're diving with an octopus. You're eating so much food, it's mad. You're getting fat, and I am glad. You're overeating, we all think. Next time you dive, you're gonna sink. Your diving suit makes you look rare, like a stuffed tick, but scarier. You're drinking red wine from a cup. Five more bottles to open up. He passed out and he bumped his head. He tried to hurdle a moped. You are a glutton, that's for sure, but I think that we found a cure. MJ, please stop posting your life on IG. We get it, you're having fun in Italy, but we are not. Stop rubbing our face in the Italian dirt. But that's okay, Fat MJ.
No, no, no. Stop. Fat MJ. But I'm like 6 pounds.
Well, he's eating pasta with monkfish. He's piling up dish after dish. Some ravioli, extra cheese. He looks like James Gandolfini. He can't stop eating, it's a fright. Duct tape his mouth shut every night. He'll shoot gelato in his veins. His hunger cannot be contained. Your shirts are getting super tight, and your man boobs are out of sight. Your favorite things are food and drink. Again, he's puking in the sink. Well, MJ, it's time to slow down. No more eating out on the town. There's nothing more much we can say. I guess get used to Fat MJ. MJ, please stop posting your life on IG. We get it, you're having fun in Italy, but we are not. So it hurts. Stop rubbing our face in the Italian dirt. But that's okay, Fat MJ.
So good.
He is so good.
You know, sounds like Spatula has a little trouble carrying a tune.
Hey, whoa, don't piss off Spatula. It's not the point of the music, it's the point of the performance.
It's the message, man.
All right.
Also, some of the overlays are not quite in harmony.
Oh, yeah?
They're all over the place.
Phil Spector, why don't you come and do it, huh? Instead of sitting on your head.
What was the James Gandolfini mention? Was that you hoping I was going to have a heart attack on a Rome bathroom hotel floor?
He's offended a little bit when he starts making fun of the production.
No, I'm not. I'm not offended. I'm not.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
People are just out of their flipping minds. Saw a story last night. I was so excited to have Coop, our producer, post this thing on our MJMorningShow.com website this morning so folks could, like, take a look at all of the sheets of paper that have been hung from this guy's door. I technically maybe hanged from this guy's front door. And then Coop says, the Twitter link you sent is not working. Turns out the person that posted this made the post private overnight. I was up late. I was up until almost 1 a.m. because I'm still trying to get back on my schedule after the Italy vacation. And it was working fine at, like, I don't know, midnight, 12:30. And I was still zooming in on all these sheets of paper to read all the names. All right, here's the deal. And this is why people are freaking nuts. This tweet was put up on Twitter, and it's about a guy who lives next door to this woman's relative. The guy who apparently the whole neighborhood hates. They think this guy's out of his mind, whatever the story is. The dude had 8 by 11, you know, 8.5 by 11
standard sheets of paper.
Standard sheets of paper.
College rule?
Tape, no, just regular, like, copy machine paper.
Oh, no lines.
He had 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper, just taped to his front door. And in black Sharpie, he just had all kinds of names on the paper. And these names are all the people that are not allowed in his house.
Well, that's an awesome idea.
Hundreds, it's like over 400 people that are banned from entering his house. There were people from the neighborhood on the list, and, you know, names you wouldn't recognize, but then there's like tons of celebrities on the list. Over 400 people banned from going onto this guy's property, going into his house. It was scribbled in black Sharpie. The lady that posted the photo on Twitter said that it's her relative, I think it's her uncle. Her uncle's nut job neighbor claims that the dude is not technically mentally ill, but the guy is just a real nasty SOB and the neighbors all hate him.
People in the neighborhood have restraining orders against him.
Yeah, same thing. I saw the story as well. And that there are restraining orders against this guy because the guy's out of his mind. So, yeah, what'd you find, Fester?
Is this it? The photograph?
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. Well, listen, there are bits and pieces. The original front door photo of all the sheets of paper, that came off Twitter, but there are people that sort of took screenshots and then commented. So, you know what, Coop? You could probably grab the thread and post that, whereas the original tweet is not there, but all the responses where people use some bits of the pictures, you can post that up. So we'll put that up on MJMorningShow.com, but it's nuts. You want to hear the people?
There's one name on the list that Froggy is going to be shocked and offended by.
Guys, never heard of Post-it notes?
What the hell? Yeah, right?
Which one is that?
Should I say it
yeah,
right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Dustin Diamond.
Oh, R.I.P.
Oh, rest in peace.
My
Screech.
Goodness. I'm pretty sure he's not going to show up.
Screech. Yeah, leave that up there. Hillary Swank is on the list. Penn Jillette and Teller on the list. Not allowed in this guy's house or on his property.
What? No magicians?
Hillary Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky, Martin Lawrence. What
George
did he ever
Clinton?
Do? The Kardashians? Hillary Swank is on the list twice.
What?
Oh, wow, she is.
Nikki Cox. I think LeVar Burton is on the list. What the heck? Let's see here.
LeVar Burton?
Oprah is on the list.
The Reading Rainbow guy can't come over?
President Trump is on the list. So not only Hillary and Bill Clinton, but you've got, Chelsea Clinton, did I say that? You've got President Trump is on the list. Donald Trump Jr. is on the list. Ivanka, Eric Trump's on the list. 50 Cent. Is on the list.
So this is a bipartisan list.
Oprah's
What's up with that?
All of these people can come over my house. I'd love to
out of his mind.
Sounds like an awesome party.
Dr. Phil is on the list.
Wait a minute, what?
Beyonce, Kardashians, Miley Cyrus, Billy Ray Cyrus, Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallis. Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert. I guess it isn't like late night television. Sandra Bullock, Samuel L. Jackson. Marshall Mathers.
How about Eminem, though?
Folks, Marshall Mathers is a Snoop Dogg is not allowed. Michelle Pfeiffer. Sandra Oh.
What How can you even have a party without these people?
Sandra Oh is so good sideways. I'd hang out with her any day.
Matt Damon, Mark Wahlberg, Ben Affleck, The Roots. The Roots of the band on
Jimmy Fallon's show.
What
do plants have to do with
what
this?
What do they do with it? DMX, Alex Rodriguez, and J-Lo are on the list. Not allowed on this guy's property. Hold on a minute.
What if she brings Ben Affleck?
Yes, cool.
Don't forget Marty Bird and Wendy Bird from the Ozarks.
Are they on the list?
They are on the list.
The characters.
The characters.
The characters from, it's not the Ozarks, it's Ozark.
Yeah. Ozark, my bad.
Yeah, so the Netflix.
What a pain you are today. It's Larry Bird.
Ozark is the Netflix series, which is fantastic. Okay. Paula Abdul, did I mention that? All federal government employees are on the list. This guy.
It would have been easier to put who is allowed.
This guy's nuts. So all these sheets of paper. We'll put what we can. We'll dig up some images, and Fester found a couple of screenshots as well. But the original Twitter post was taken down. I don't know why.
Chicago people. Are on the list.
How about the band?
Is that the band or just people from Chicago?
I mean, this Both. Is just crazy. This is nuts. Zoink Scoob.
I love it.
Shaggy's not on the list, though.
Casey Kasem is on the list.
Shaggy the Rapper is on the list.
Shaggy the Rapper, but not Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. Zoink Scoob.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I've got another Morons of the News story, early edition, I want to get to in a second. First, though, the crisis. I was talking about this huge crisis with schools. Folks, as schools get ready to go back into session, here in Florida, some school districts go back to school, what, early August,
August,
right?
August 10th.
Yeah, August 10th, August 11th, that first, another week and a half.
It varies. You know, when I was going to school in Virginia, we would go back like the very last part of August. When I lived in New York, before we moved to Virginia Beach, we would go to school like after Labor Day. That was the big deal. So right after Labor Day, that's when you went back to school. Anyway, here's the issue. Folks, this is the crisis. This is the breaking news. There's a school lunch crisis. Say what? Yeah, the food supply chains are still sort of all in havoc because of the pandemic. And there was a Wall Street Journal report that food manufacturers have a labor shortage, and that's bringing about a material shortage. You get like this domino effect here, and you got problems. And you've got a lot of educators, administrators, a lot of school districts, they're concerned that they're not going to be able to order enough food for school breakfasts and school lunches when the kids go back to class.
What?
Some of the items that are in short supply.
Oh my God, don't say Salisbury steak.
You know, it would be funny if we played Lunch Lady Land right now, guys.
What else?
Yeah,
please. Salisbury steaks, hopefully you're fine.
Meatloaf, please.
Chicken tenders.
Oh, no.
Well, all they have to do is go to all the other restaurants and order chicken tenders off the kids' menus, because that's all they serve kids.
Beef patties are in short supply. Juice boxes. Oh, my God. Juice boxes.
Oh, they're so good.
Are in short supply. Son of a...
How about little beef jerkies?
You mean little smokies?
Yeah, the little, you know, they're always up there with the snacks.
You know what? They used... Oh, I'm not talking about... They used to serve like little smokies when I was in...
Me too.
Like, I don't. Those are like carcinogenic or carcinogenic. What am I saying? Those are like carcinogenic, aren't they?
Right. Eating one of them is like smoking three cigarettes.
I think so. Little smoky.
We used to smoke the little smokies.
No, they're like Pall Malls.
No, you didn't.
Nah, we just ate.
No, but this could be a problem. Listen to this. We haven't had a 100% headcount school season in 15 months. It's going to blow the doors wide open. According to Andy Mercier of the Merchants Food Service, told the Wall Street Journal. So juice boxes, chicken tenders, beef patties, all kinds of stuff.
The best stuff, it sounds like.
Yeah, Salisbury steak is not on the list, by the way. All right, one other additional early moron in the news. And today's a pretty busy day. I got a lot of morons coming up. But Florida guy story, of course. Florida guy shoots himself while showing off gun in bar. Well, first of all, it's a violation. Even if you had a concealed weapons permit, well, there'd be a number of violations. If the guy didn't have a concealed weapons permit and maybe he had his gun concealed, that'd be a problem. But even if you do have a legal concealed weapons permit, you're not allowed to bring a gun into a bar. I think the rule is, the law is that here in Florida, that an establishment that alcohol sales comprise of 50% or more of their sales, I don't think you're allowed to have a gun in a bar. You're not allowed to have a gun in a bar. So this guy's showing off this new gun to customers inside this bar. Shoots himself.
It works.
Yeah. O'Reilly's Uptown Tavern in Pensacola happened late last week, 11 p.m. Thursday. He pulls out the gun to show a man and a woman at the bar. The man then made a quick motion to put the gun into an imaginary holster under his shoulder. Gun goes off. And guy shoots himself in his torso. I don't know if he was pretending to be a badass or something. That's what the bar manager, Warren Sonnen, told the News Journal. But what I can tell, it was completely by accident. Yeah, cops on routine patrol were flagged down outside the bar. People going out, they saw a cop. Hey, come on over. So the cops go in, investigate the whole deal.
Was he just watch a gangster movie or something? Or was he think life is just, hey, look
he's inspired
what I...
by...
So they flagged the guy, they flagged the cops down. The wounded dude that shot himself left the bar and checked himself into a local hospital before the cops even got to the scene.
I gotta go, guys. Cancel. Right. Can I close out my tab?
This is insane.
Want one for the road?
No, it'll leak out.
Yeah. I'm sitting here trying to think about who else did that because it sounds familiar, and it's Plaxico Burress.
Yes,
oh, shot right. himself in the leg in a club
I
in
was,
New York.
Guess what? I was in New York.
Oh, so you were in the club?
He was in
no,
the club.
I was not in the club.
What's that? I bought you a drink.
And I wasn't even listening to that song in the club. But I was in New York. That weekend, when that Plaxico Burress thing happened, and he shot himself in the thigh at a club in Manhattan. We were in New York that weekend, just up for the weekend in New York. This was during the old MJ Morning Show. And that was huge news that he shot himself. We were not far away from the club where he shot himself.
And you're not supposed to have a gun there, right?
Yeah.
Not only in a bar, but in New York.
Yeah, New York's
right?
a rough place. Yeah. Anyway, cops were determining whether charges should be filed. Yeah, I mean, unlawful discharge, probably having a gun inside a bar, all would be acceptable.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
It's got a text from Spatula. Froggy. And Spatula wants to know who these goons are, this extreme. He wants to know why they're ripping off his sound.
Oh, my God. He's so mad. He texts me, too. He goes, who is this band and why'd they rip me off?
Yeah, from like 1991 or something. All right, it's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Zombies. We're turning into zombies. This is nothing new, but there are just some new numbers and some new stats here. And I think we're all guilty. I mean, we are. And I know that I can tell you on average what my guilt level is. I've got no problem rolling this out. But we're turning into zombies, and here are some new stats on what the zombie definition is. We're screen zombies. We're total flipping screen zombies. And, you know, I'm guilty of this, sometimes having three screens going at once. I'll have my TV on. I'm, you know, watching the news, or I'm having some, you know, some cable news on in the background or some TV show. Then I've got my laptop in my lap, and I got my Lenovo ThinkPad in my lap doing show prep. Then I'm also looking at my phone because I'm checking out something on Twitter or Instagram or something. That's three. And then I could add a fourth if I had my iPad out, right? Oh, wait a minute. I could add a fifth if I had my Nintendo Game Boy out.
Sure. Buy yourself an Apple Watch or something. You could have another one.
Yeah. Was that six now? I could have a fish finder out. That would be, or a depth finder. I could get up to 10 screens here in a matter of moments.
Be sure you get a Garmin.
You know, it makes me sad in our household when my daughter will say to one of us, look at me, I'm talking to you, because she says that because so many adults would be busy looking at a screen.
Oh,
or a phone.
Rude.
Hold on, really? Say that again?
Yes, she does sometimes.
This is your
look at me, my daughter.
Your four-year-old daughter?
Yes.
Oh.
Look at me.
Dude.
Because she wants the eye contact, because she knows adults have iPads and stuff in their hands quite often.
Roxanne, guess what? That is, and that's Mabel, what's her name?
Her name is Mabel.
Mabel. So,
little Mabel's, really? You know?
Coop found that funny.
Mabel syrup.
She's a different name every time.
Yeah. What is your...
It's Lola May.
Evelyn Jade.
He said Lurleen. Did you?
Evelyn Jade and Daviana.
Do you guys consider Lurleen as a name for one of your girls?
Okay, we're going to pick a name from 100 years ago and 100 years in the future.
I like Lurleen.
You got it.
That's what we're
going to
do.
I like Dunice.
I like Dunice, yes. And I'm Dunice.
All right. Okay, all right.
Hold on. What's your daughter's name?
And I'm
Little hands.
little bitty hands also. So I think Lurleen is a great name.
Lurleen is really a good name. Yeah,
if we had a third child and it was a girl, Lurleen.
But or boy.
Or Dunice. That Dunice is great. Where was I? Oh, so your daughter.
Yes.
Your four-year-old daughter, she is sending you a message.
She observes a lot of adults on their phones.
She knows that you're not paying attention to her, and you're buried in your phone, and she's saying, get off your screen and pay attention to me.
She knows the difference. She's like, look at me in the eye. That's what she'll say. Maybe I say that, too. I don't know. But the other thing, too, I met a guy over our break, and he's a school teacher.
Really? Did you guys get it on the first time? Are you like courting each other still, or did you guys just jump right in?
This is a one-time conversation, one-time thing.
This is a wham bam thank you man one timer.
That's what he was hoping.
This is a one night stand. Is that what you're saying?
They made out under the dock.
Doug and I were at the beach with the girls.
He's an artist. He wore a smock.
Oh, Sam.
All right, go ahead.
Sorry.
It was just us talking about, he's a school teacher, and he said it's terrible. He hates it. He's a sixth grade teacher. I said, why? Are the kids animals? He said, no, it's just the phones. They're ruining education. He's like, you cannot get kids to pay attention to you in class because they're on their phones all the time.
New survey here, new report, 73% can't even imagine going a full 24 hours without at least one screen to stare at. Reports are, on average, adults spend about 6 hours daily in front of screens.
Now, this is looking at your phone, too. I find myself looking at my phone a lot while I'm looking at my two work screens. So that counts as three screens.
Yeah, exactly. Look at that.
Oh, my eyeballs hurt.
Yeah. 6 in 10 surveyed, though, adults speculate that they stare at more screens while working from home since the pandemic began. So more screen starage working from home than if you were in the office.
To watch your little show while you work.
All kinds of things. We got a problem.
We really do. It's bad.
Society, we have a problem, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, it's, I don't know if it gets any better.
What if our necks morph, like, in a thousand years to the shape that we're looking down into a phone, and all of us are going to literally, like, humpbacks because of our, when you're always looking down?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Your neck is all curved and your whole back, you're right.
Was that called revolution?
Yes. No, it's evolution.
Evolution.
Revolution.
Pretty close. Yeah, it's going to be like that. Evolution. We're going to look like humpbacks.
That's a good ice cream place in Tampa, by the way. No, but seriously, you go out to dinner. What was that?
He's on his phone. He's not paying attention.
Are you on your phone right now?
As we're talking, I opened up a Facebook Live of Hubbard Marina catching fish.
All right, hold on a minute. Let me explain. I mean, notice if you're out to dinner, sometimes you'll have the whole family. They're all looking at their phones. Seriously. And hey, we're guilty of it. We were out, dining outdoors in Italy numerous times, and I catch myself, and we're all on the phone.
It's like
me, Michelle, Julian, Chloe, we're all on the phone.
You see it happening, but you can't stop it because they're so addictive.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. I'll give a kid a phone to shut him up.
Me too.
Yeah, I'll give up my phone, and I'll just people watch or talk to my wife.
Turning into zombies, folks. Big freaking problem here.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is an MJ Morning Show on Q105 Olympic Update. Of course, we're not an official Olympic sponsor, and we're just waiting from the cease and desist from the Olympic Committee.
It actually just came in, but it's written in Japanese.
It is.
So I can't read it.
I can't read what it says. So, as I was saying, this is the MJ Morning Show, so our Olympic update might just be a little different than some Olympic updates. You've got the medal count, right?
I do have the medal count.
Right, hold on to that. We'll get to the medal count as the culmination of this fabulous. Let's go to Al Roker first. let's go to Matt Lauer first. They should have brought Matt Lauer back.
Yeah, they should have.
Yeah.
They should have.
I'm going to. Well, yeah.
Matt Lauer has the world record, the gold medal for how many young women and interns he made feel uncomfortable inside his office with the automatic locking door button under his desk.
His button pushing abilities reached like no other.
He had games, who would you like to kill, you know what, or marry, too. That was his fun trick.
All right, let's dive in. Let's go into the Olympic update here. I think we're all going to contribute to this. First of all, our producer, Coop, with a great Olympic update story. Coop, what is yours?
Oh, did you guys see the guy who crossed the finish line in the men's triathlon and then immediately vomited?
Coop, it's called a reversal. And of course you're going to. He ran a triathlon.
What country was he from?
Norway.
Pukestanistan.
His name was Christian Blummenford or something like that. Something really Norwegian.
Christian Blummingfart? Hey,
yeah, but I got the story here. Christian Blummengulgen Gajen Jingenfelter Skoll.
Sounds about right.
That was his name.
That's about right, yeah.
Yeah, he's a Norwegian, right? From Norway? Is that where he's from?
Yep, Norway.
He runs a triathlon and then he immediately hurls when he crosses the finish line.
And I think he was the first athlete from Norway to win a gold medal. So that was his celebration, was to throw up.
Well,
it was a gold medal.
I told him not to have that huge plate of lasagna at the Olympic Village. And I think he had the COVID coffee while he was at it.
Ooh.
All right. let's see. Oh, Roxanne, it's your turn.
It's my turn.
For your Olympic update item.
Yes, I was really impressed with the coach for Australia, the swim coach. Have you seen him? Because his swimmer, Ariarani Titmus.
Her name's Areola Titmus? Are you kidding me?
Areola Titmus?
Wow.
What are you... That's the girl's name?
And they're Australian?
Right? Of course.
Well, if you're excited about her name,
oh, crikey, Areola,
you should see what her coach did when she defeated Olympic freestyle queen Katie Lick. I should know her name.
Katie Lick?
I mean, is this a joke?
All right, so Areola Titmouse beat Lick.
All right, so here's the deal.
I really need to start watching the Olympics.
The coach just starts doing these gyrations. Explain.
Yes, the gyrations. So his swimmer won gold, and he ran through his coaching booth, and he was just like humping the air, and then he was humping the ledge. And you should see all the workers, you know, the Olympic workers who are proper. And
the coach is like dry humping a glass railing. Seriously, it's like he's doing gyrations. I mean, this overt sexual crotch thrusting against a glass partition. I mean, he's like he's having sexual relations with the glass partition up in the stands.
The pinnacle of his sexual relations.
He is having a very good day.
That's not a Foster's in my hand.
Australian for beer.
So that was my favorite moment so far.
You like that? And then we have the Olympic cyclist that thought he had won gold.
He's a female cyclist.
Is what I say?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
I'm sorry. Thought she had won gold.
Yeah, women cycling.
Yeah. And she didn't.
And she's a Dutch.
Oh. Annemiek van Vleuten. Of course she's Dutch.
Oh.
Annemiek van Vleuten. Gluten free. And she thought that she's 38. And she thought that she had won this big bike race. And she's like throwing her hands in the air. Oh, my God, I won. And she came in second. The first place person was way ahead of her.
Love Dutch women. They're lovely.
How did they?
I love a flugen.
A flugen flagen. Fliegen.
All right, nice to meet you. What's your name?
Flugen.
Okay.
Yeah, little did she know that Anna Kiesenhofer, who's an Austrian, she had gotten an early break and she had actually won. So
that's a shame.
There you have it. So, this is pretty funny. A South Korean network had to apologize for inappropriate images. So when they showed the Russians, which that's a whole scam and scandal anyway with the Russians, because the Russia as a country is banned, but then they got the Russian Olympic Committee. They're entered as that. They should have thrown them all out. What a ridiculous farce from the Olympic Committee. But a South Korean television network is apologizing. When they showed the Russians, they put up a picture of Chernobyl. They put up a picture of pizza for Italy.
All right.
I mean,
that's stereotypical.
Oh my God!
I mean, the South Koreans want to play that game
for Romania. They flashed a picture of Dracula. I'm not making this stuff up.
Nosferatu. Okay, so hold on. What did they put up for the Americans?
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been an MJ Morning Show Olympic update.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is Q105. We will do the Q105 high low paycheck game. We had a winner yesterday. Coop, what time was the winner? Like 6 o'clock?
It was. Yeah, the last part of the day.
Yeah, we had a winner last night at 6 o'clock for the high-low paycheck game. We will start fresh, all new. Whole new paycheck number will happen in minutes. So 22 minutes from now, right around 8 o'clock, we'll play the high-low paycheck game. Your chance to call in and play. So stand by, coming up in just a bit. Coop, when I said, folks, of course, you know me, MJ, you know Roxanne, you know Froggy, you know Fester. Coop, though, might be new to some of the listening audience. Well, listen, let's face it, like half the market, maybe even more than half the market, does not even know that the MJ Morning Show is even back. Research shows. Listen, bottom line is we got a lot of growth potential here. We have some new folks on the show. Roxanne, obviously. Coop is our producer. Coop, when I just said that Coop's got a big problem, do you know where I'm going with this?
I think I do, because this is a really, really big issue.
Well, there's a lot of issues in his life. I can't even, I mean, it's got to be one of what, 8 things going on?
Coop has a problem. Fester came to me with this problem. Fester's not even in the room. What the hell is he doing?
He's getting coffee.
Is he really? So,
and by that, I mean 2 donuts.
Fester comes to me and says, we got to help Coop out. Coop's got a major problem. Coop, our producer. Coop, you moved into a new apartment. You moved from Thanatosasset to Largo.
That's a big change right there.
And you know what? Moving to Largo. And look, we had the Taekwondo woman win. The young woman won the golden Taekwondo from Largo. Coop moves to Largo. We got a gold medal winner right out of Largo.
I'm just a good luck charm. And you'll see a lot of people on the streets of Largo. They are really good at Taekwondo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, boy.
All right. So Coop moves.
That's a nice move, Coop.
Coop moves to Largo, has no furniture whatsoever, right?
Ooh, except for that.
Well, you guys needed new furniture.
We needed new furniture. We didn't have any couches, no recliners, no nothing.
All right, so tell me what happened. Fester kind of filled me in. Tell me what happened with your couch.
So I live with 2 other guys, and we agreed to split a couch on Facebook Marketplace.
Right.
So we're looking on Facebook Marketplace. Yeah. It took about a week because everyone's buying homes and everyone's buying couches. Right. So,
by the way, home sales are starting to go down a little bit. We might have peaked as far as the home sale crush. All right, so you go to Facebook Marketplace, you find the couch.
We find a couch for $350.
Okay, and how was the couch described?
It was a brand new couch, no pets, no nothing. It was barely used, and it was basically brand new.
Where do you pick up the couch?
In Rubonia. Florida, right across the Skyway. We met a guy at a Dollar General parking lot.
Whoa, what?
Rubonia. Yeah, Rubonia. I've never heard of that little hamlet that he mentioned. Rubonia.
Is that near Palmetto?
I have no idea where it was. All I know, it was Rubonia.
I've lived here essentially for 30 years almost, and I've never heard of Rubonia.
You sure he wasn't like, come on. Yeah, come down to Rubonia.
Is there really a Rubonia?
Rubonia.
I've never heard of this place.
Right there.
Yeah. But, okay. Right. It's in Manatee County.
I guess it is in Manatee. It's a street corner.
Hey.
They haven't done much marketing. I've never even heard that word before.
Come to beautiful Rubonia.
They have a Dollar General. That's all I know.
All right. So did you guys even look at this couch?
We looked at the pictures that were on Facebook Market. We just really needed a couch.
When you showed up to pick up the couch for $350, did you guys not examine the couch and find out that there were issues?
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
So we pull up. And the guys are already unloading the couch off of their truck. And we see it from a distance while we're pulling up. And we're like, okay, this looks like a nice couch. So we get out, talk to them. But what I thought was really weird, which I should have thought about this a little bit more, was the guys were already putting the couch on our truck before we agreed to buy it.
Oh, my God.
So we were like, okay, maybe they're just really kind.
Yeah, that didn't like strike you as, this might be a little rushed. What's going on
here? A little bit, but I didn't really think too much of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Coop, why don't you tell everybody what's wrong with the couch?
So we get back to the apartment and we unload the couch, and there was duct tape on the entire left side of the couch, all over the armrest.
Oh, my God.
And then there's cat scratches all along of it, too. So this couch is duct taped, and there's cat hair all over the couch.
And Festus said it reeks of urine. And
it smells like cat pee. It's sweat. Disgusting. It's disgusting. And now it's just sitting in our living room, just stinking up the place.
They brought it in the house. Oh, they brought it in.
Well, yeah, we needed a couch. We were like, well, what do we do now?
Oh, my God. How about not sit on it?
That's not going to be good for date night.
So you get the pillows. You get couch. You get pillows with the couch. He put the pillows in the washing machine, and they disintegrated.
Yeah, they ripped open, and all of the stuffing from inside the pillows clogged up the washing machine, so that flooded too.
God. Did you lay or sleep on this couch at any point?
How do you buy a couch that the whole left side is duct taped together?
So here's the thing.
They had that pushed into the back of your truck.
Yeah, the guys, they hit it when they were moving it.
Well, you need to call them up.
They deleted the Facebook post.
You have the number.
And you know what?
No.
They probably had you. They probably met you at not even their place.
No, it was the Dollar General parking lot.
That's right. So you don't even know. They
robbed the Dollar General.
They scammed you big time. That's right. Sad.
You're a real
rube.
We got
a couple of things. We need to call the Dollar General, see if we can get footage of this.
That's why don't you work on that?
Yeah,
see if we can get footage of the scam. And we got to figure out, we got to get Coop a new couch.
Oh, poor guy.
I would love that.
You deserve to sit on the floor with that mistake.
We need to do couch patrol. Couch what? We got to get Coop a new couch.
A couch drive.
That is an awful, awful, terrible, terrible story. All right. We got to work on this. Coming up next, folks, you know all these high temps in the Tampa Bay area? Is there a scandal brewing? Is there a problem with the high temperatures that have been posted in the Tampa Bay area? Hang on a minute. What are you laughing at?
I thought you meant all the temporary workers who are high.
Hang on a minute. We'll explain next. You got to hear this. MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
So I guess I had a refreshing drink. It's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105, 7:55. And a couple of things. Roxanne with a nightmare. Get to that in a second. First, though, do we have a temperature recording measurement issue in the Tampa Bay area? Let me bring you up to this. I could be a little sensitive here, but you know, while we were on vacation, I was in Italy. I was watching, obviously the local news here in Tampa Bay. We had some crazy hot days where some of the temperatures were reported at 95, 96, 97 degrees. You know, heat index fields were like well over 100 degrees, but there is something brewing that I've been made aware of and could this have been going on for years? Are the temperature measurements by the National Weather Service in the Tampa Bay area, are they potentially erroneous? Are they potentially skewed higher?
What?
And let me tell you what's going on. There's just some rumblings here. It turns out that the National Weather Service sensor for the temperature is at Tampa International Airport. But it's very close to the runway where jets are passing by and making turns. So is there any chance that jet exhaust is heating up, even if it's by a couple of tenths of a degree? So this is now under review. There are folks that are calling out the National Weather Service saying, listen, we've got a gigantic airport here. We got a huge area. You can't find a better place for the National Weather Service Ruskin Tampa Bay weather temperature sensor than at the Tampa International Airport right next to the runway where jets are passing by and maybe a jet exhaust are raising temps a little bit.
Nope, we're going to keep it right here by the jet. We like it by this.
All right. So, folks, this is breaking. This is like exclusive inside information that I have stumbled upon, but apparently the National Weather Service has been approached, and folks are saying, hey, why is the sensor right next to the jets? at Tampa International Airport, and is it jacking up the temperatures?
Expected high today of 95, except for a surge of 425 degrees when this plane just got a little too close to our sensor.
Right, so just we'll keep you up to speed. I'll let you know what's going on, but this is exclusive. No one else has this story. This is an MJ Morning Show exclusive.
It's like the old thermometer over the light bulb trick.
Exactly.
Make yourself look sick.
That's like you said.
Your temperature's a million degrees.
Sorry, Mom. Can't go to school today, Mom. I don't feel well. All right, Roxanne with a nightmare. Roxanne, what? And this is, you know, maybe we should take calls on this, actually. Roxanne has a story to tell in radio. I'm sure everybody with a job has some type of a job-related nightmare. Roxanne, you had a radio nightmare. We've all had them. You know, we're on the air, and we go out of the studio, and the song runs out, this dead air. We're trying to run to the studio, and our legs don't work, or, you know, everything goes wrong. Yeah, we've all had the bad radio dreams. You had a dream last night, a little nightmare.
I did. It was so realistic. I still can't tell the difference between what happened 5 minutes ago in this room and what happened in my dream. That's how real it was. I woke up in my dream and my alarm had not gone off. So it was like 6:30 because my phone had done an update overnight. So it just shut off. The alarm didn't go off. And I was like, oh no, the guys are probably saying, where is she? Where is she? And then I was trying to call you on my phone in my dream and it wouldn't dial out.
And you're saying this is like totally realistic. You thought this was 100% real.
Yes.
Were you like fumbling with the numbers and you couldn't get the number right? I do that in my dreams too. I was like, why can't I dial your number?
Yeah.
I know it.
It was like it wouldn't go out of the locked mode or something. I couldn't get to you guys. But the weird thing is I could see you here at the station being worried about me. So you're like, where is she? She's usually pretty reliable. And actually, Froggy, you were the most concerned. So I appreciate that.
No problem. Wow. I know I was.
Which is like opposite day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Was I naked in the dream? Thank you for dreaming of all of us and dreaming of a nice me.
So your phone went into update mode and the alarm didn't go off.
Yeah, and that's why I had to come running into the station this morning and tell you to make sure that didn't really happen.
I had a radio dream one time, and I came in the studio, and I looked at Fester, and his head was just a big wiener. And I was like, this is the weirdest radio dream ever. And then I woke up.
You're making that up.
Total real, man. Real radio. No, radio guys can relate to that. Okay.
You know, if we have time later on, maybe we ought to just kind of rehash this for a second, and maybe grab phone calls and ask people, what kind of crazy dreams do they have related to their profession?
Right, your ill-prepared dreams.
Yeah, and, you know, whether you're a doctor and you botch up, you cut somebody's wrong leg off, like Willie Brown? Remember that story years ago?
Poor guy at University Hospital.
Yeah, all right. Hey, coming up in just a matter of moments, Yes Day. We got to talk about Yes Day. There's a problem with Yes Day. I got a huge problem with this. Froggy wants to talk about Yes Day. Do you know what Yes Day is? This is the thing. You got to hear this. Yes Day. What is it coming up next?
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
We got the whole Yes Day thing. And Froggy comes to me and says, MJ, do you know about Yes Day? And then he tells me about Yes Day. And I'm like, this is crazy. I don't like this. I don't like this Yes Day thing. All right, so Froggy, why do you explain what Yes Day is?
Well, I've noticed, what made me notice it is I've seen numerous of my friends on Facebook posting their Yes Day with their kids. Like, today, our kid earned it, so they're going to get a Yes Day, have to say yes the entire day. And I saw like three parents doing it, and they're letting their kids, so it's, I guess it's, you allow your kid to do anything they want, basically saying yes to anything they want. They say, Daddy, if I want to go and eat, you know, PDQ chicken sandwiches all day long,
right,
that's it. You have to say yes.
Well, that's an obvious yes.
Well, yeah, obviously. Yeah.
All right, so
I want to ride a horse before dinner time. Yes, you have to. Yes, you
let's
do.
Let's go find a horse.
I want to climb over the fence at the Sebring racetrack and run onto the track while a race is going on.
Yes.
Goodness.
The Tour de France wreck? That was on Yes Day.
So Froggy comes to me and says, you know about Yes Day? And then Froggy comes to me again this morning and Froggy says to me, I just found out that this whole Yes Day thing is some new Netflix movie.
It's been a movie since like February, okay? I mean,
it's like a new movie. I guess it's pretty popular.
So you saw folks talking about this on like what, Facebook and social media? Is that it?
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook, and now I realize that Jennifer Garner's in it, and it looks like a hilarity ensues in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard about Yes Day?
It's this new thing where parents say yes to everything their kids ask for 24 hours.
Radical! How am I just hearing about this?
Well, Yes Days are like fun, and mom and dad are like fun killers.
We are plenty fun.
All right, so it's a movie, and now people are adopting this from the movie, and they're granting their kids Yes Day?
Yeah, and I think that's an issue. Personally, I think that's an issue because I don't think you're teaching your kid anything good. For instance, one of my friends... Here's what they did with their kid. This is just half of it. On Yes Day, they rode a horse. They went to Dino Land or Dinosaur Land, is it? They got to ride 3 roller coasters. They had a cotton candy lunch and an M&M dinner. Okay, what?
And they can be expensive, too, and also bad for your teeth.
Have you heard of it, Rox?
I have heard of it, and I like saying yes. I know why MJ says he doesn't like this day, because, MJ, you are a contrarian, so you are not a yes kind of person.
You're a no.
What do you mean?
That's
I'm
not it at all.
Not true. I say yes when yes is warranted.
You're a
knower. I say no when no is warranted.
I didn't say you're a knower. I said you're a contrarian.
To let your kids have Yes Day and say yes to every ridiculous... zany thing that doesn't teach discipline. That's just a recipe for disaster in some places.
Well, here's the thing. No teaches them boundaries. Yes teaches them possibilities. So a little yes treat every once in a while isn't such Rocky, a bad thing.
Do a yes day with your 4-year-old and see how that goes.
I mean, yeah,
I want a unicorn.
Okay, I can say yes to more things as a parent. Like the kid wants to go to a park. I'm like, we're not going to a park today. Because I don't want to sit there for 2 hours and watch him on the slide. It's 100 degrees, right? So I can do more yes things that's really no skin off my teeth and would be fine for the kids. But yes to everything, I don't know.
It's expensive.
How about lazy day? You just sit on the couch and not move.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm within reason, but you just can't say whatever you ask for, it's yes.
Ride a horse, MJ? Come on.
Listen, certain things you can say yes to, but you just can't give them a blanket. Whatever you say, it's yes. That just teaches, I think, the wrong thing. Moderation, folks. All right, rolling up at 8:14, MJ Morning Show at Q105. Next. The gift card scandal. Do you have gift cards? Are you a gift card user? The gift card scandal coming up next.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Hey, Coop, tell the calls on Yes Day that I'm not going to take the calls on Yes Day. I want to shift it to the gift card situation.
You're saying no on Yes Day.
Yeah, I'm saying no on Yes Day.
Way to put your foot down there.
Tell them, and listen, see if any of these calls, you can convert them into...
gift cards.
It's a gift card calls. All right, it's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. The MJ Morning Show is back. And I sort of teased a few minutes ago that there's somewhat of a gift card scandal. I think it's a scandal. And companies, stores, enterprises, whatever, that issue gift cards, what is the one thing that they are banking on?
All right, they're banking on you never coming back to redeem it.
Really?
Survey says number one answer on the board.
How does that work?
Because I give you my $100, you give me a $100 gift card to your store, and I never redeem it. You never have to give me the merch.
And that becomes like 100% profit. So this is sort of a little dirty little secret here with the whole gift card business. And I saw this last night that more than half of adults have unused gift cards. That is a huge number. You know what it represents? This is incredible. This is a bank rate survey. They find that half of adults, about 51%, currently have unused gift cards, vouchers, store credits. It totals about $15 billion in unused money.
I believe it.
Yeah, I know my family's guilty of that. We have a little stack of gift cards. We've gone shopping off of gift cards.
All right, so here's what I want to do. I want to go for calls on this. Do you have unused gift cards? Let's go. Fire up the phones quickly here. I don't have a lot of time in this segment. But do you have unused gift cards? Have I just jolted your memory? Oh, man, you know what? I've got some unused gift cards that are tucked away. 800-990-1047. Do you have unused gift cards? Are you guilty of this? Did I just jar your memory that you need to spend some of your gift cards? 800-990-1047. Have you let a gift card expire? Sometimes they've got expiration dates. Some places do not have expiration dates. But this is truly amazing. The average value per person of unused credits, $116.
Doug and I have dueling unused gift cards because he always brings up the fact that he got me a gift card to do one of those like skydiving things where you're not really skydiving. The air is just blowing you up.
Yeah.
He got me that for Christmas and I got him.
You're like on a giant fan and it's just, that's
I'll
not like jumping. It's not like jumping out of an airplane in Zephyr Hills, you know?
Sounds like fun though.
I got like 25 gift cards to Ponderosa still. I've had those I don't know if they're still good. I can't see the date.
Man, we've got $17,000 in gift cards to Sweet Tomatoes.
Oh, all right. No.
Oh, no. That is a shame.
Son of a...
Not sweet.
God, I miss Sweet Tomatoes.
I really do, too, especially when you're on the road.
I also was...
Tarragon chicken salad.
I was also missing when they had the giant soup bowls and then they shrunk them to little bitty soup bowls. Because they kind of figured out, you know, if you give them a big soup bowl, they're going to fill the thing up. We can cut down on food waste and cost. But I miss Sweet Tomatoes. All right, look at the phones on this. But seriously, unused gift cards. The industry is banking on you buying the gift cards, never using them. That's just profit. All right? To the phones, 800-that's my afternoon number. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Susie is in Holiday. Hello, Susie. MJ Morning Show. Are you a culprit with unused gift cards?
Oh, yeah. I've got a pile of them.
What do you think? How much money would you guess?
Probably a couple hundred only, but still, they're there. I've got Bonefish, Bell's, Kohl's, maybe a couple other restaurants.
Man, it's like you're reading the rack at the Walgreens where they have all the gift cards lined up.
impulse section.
I need to make a Saturday of it and just go have lunch and go buy some clothes, but I hate shopping, so I don't know.
Well, listen, good luck, and let us know how it goes. Get back to me. Call me at home. All right, let's...
call me later.
Debbie's in Largo. Hello, Debbie. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. Do you have unused gift cards?
Well, like I said, I have partial ones.
Think about this.
Because who buys, like for Starbucks, you get a $10 gift card, you go down to $2.
Who cares?
Are you going to put more money in your gift card? No.
Yeah, that's true. So that's another way they're making money is that you can't buy a whole other item, so you have this partial amount that's sitting there.
Put in an egg cooler.
I've got like 5 partial gift cards with like anywhere from like $1 something to $3 on them. That don't cover anything.
Gotcha.
And I'm not going to renew the gift card.
Yep. Thanks for the call. Great call. Clearwater and Camilla is on. Hello, Camilla. You're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
Good morning. It's Camilla. I'm just wanting to say, you know, if anybody's got unused gift cards out there, they're more than welcome to send them my way because I sure could use them.
Okay, give us your phone number and your address. Go.
Give us specific driving directions, Camilla.
And by the way, for all the guys, Camilla is very, very attractive. She's like an 11 on a 10 scale. And here's her address. Drop by her house later on. She'll take all your gift cards.
Yeah,
or you can just take me to lunch, take me shopping. That's fine with me, too.
TLC show, gift card girl.
Thanks for the call. You know what? It could be Jared.
After couponing.
Jared's in Sarasota. Hello, Jared. You have unused gift cards?
Yes, I do. The reason why I have the gift cards, so many of them, is like another person just said, as far as the low dollar amount on it, I just store them because I can't find out what to purchase this with all the inflation going on in the world.
Yeah, I got you. One more. Debbie is, where's Debbie? Debbie is in Newport Richey. Debbie, go ahead. You're on the MJ Morning Show.
Hey, yes, I have unused gift cards. I have Toys R Us that doesn't even exist anymore.
Oh, I know.
No.
That's the worst.
Oh, that sucks.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is time for the MJ Morning Show Truth Booth. And now, the host and star of the show, Froggy. Froggy asks a designated member of the show questions, and he has to get the honest answer from whoever is asked the question. Or it should be whomever is asked the question. All right, Froggy.
Welcome to the Truth Booth. MJ, thanks for having me back to the Truth Booth.
Yeah, he's walking around with his fake microphone.
Now, I have an announcement. Let me just say.
He's got his, like, his Bob Barker type Price is Right microphone.
I'm feeling a little under the weather. Yep. I'm going to let my understudy, he's been working with me, new to the game show hosting scene.
Yeah, who's that?
I'm going to let him host this edition of the Truth Booth.
Let me guess, it's Fester.
No, you would be wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get the music ready again, introducing...
Drew Scary?
Wink Tinkle Crush, everybody!
Oh, no.
Wink Tinkle Crush!
Welcome to the program, everybody. It's the Truth Booth. I'm Wink Tinkle Crush.
They're both wearing ridiculous blazers, like game show hosts. Fester's got a plaid shirt on, a ridiculously unmatched tie, a red velvet blazer.
Please, show some respect to my understudy, Wink.
Let's get stuff straight here. It's my show. I appreciate you coming. We have a guest on today's show on the Truth Booth.
That's
We have a guy named MJ.
Oh, great.
From Florida, are you, MJ?
What a shocker. I'm up today in the Truth Booth.
MJ's going to be in the Truth Booth. MJ, tell the people something about yourself.
I don't know if we have time for that, Wink. Is that something that, you want to move on with that?
Hey, let's get right to thank you very much.
All right, let's
I won't tell you anything about myself because my life is a total secret.
Listen, it's not a secret anymore because you're the next contestant in the Truth Booth!
Can you calm down?
Is my thing.
Can we make a note that Wink has buttons that are exposed and still has the tag on his red jacket?
I just bought it from the game show host store.
All right. So I have to answer truthfully. I have no idea what questions are going to come at me. This is the Truth Booth. I'm in the Truth Booth. What is the first question?
Okay, so a little birdie came and told us that you just got back from a trip to Italy.
Yes.
Wow, fantastic. Must have been a lovely trip. We have five questions all about that trip. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here we go on the Truth Booth.
Stop with the
Hey, listen. On your trip to Italy, you spoke of
It's not Italy. It's Italy. Italy.
He took some Adderall in Italy.
Crap. I've been wrong this whole time.
What's the first question?
All right, so you spoke of all of this great food that you consume in Italy.
Yes.
What was the worst thing that you ate during your trip to Italy?
Very good question. Very good. Good job, Wink.
Yeah, thank you.
Probably a bug.
A bug.
Wow. Yeah.
I was walking. I was on Sardinia. It was like at dusk, and I took in a deep breath, and a bug just flew right into my mouth.
That's disgusting.
We're here on the Truth Booth with our contestant.
Does that qualify?
It does. MJ. Hey, listen, you're a married feller, aren't you?
I'm a married feller.
Your Italian trip.
During my Italian trip.
How much money in dollars, not euros, did your lovely wife Michelle spend?
That's a good question. Good question, Wink.
Not euro, in dollars. American, not Canadian.
Good question, Wink.
He's going to phone a friend.
I'm getting Michelle on the phone right now.
Let's get her on the line. All right.
How amazing is Wink, dude?
I'll tell you what.
This is a Truth Booth transfer.
This could be the last question of this Truth Booth.
Well, you got three more.
We got a five question flamethrower.
Michelle?
Hello? Oh, no!
Your lovely wife, Michelle. Was that a pickup and hang up?
It was.
Wow.
Make sure you tell her she's in the Truth Booth.
Yeah, she may be the next contestant.
My God.
That's a good idea, Wayne.
She picked up and hung up.
That's unacceptable.
Might have to do a pass.
Hello?
Did you just pick up and hang up?
No, when I picked up, you weren't there.
I was there.
Okay, hey, listen, Michelle, this is Wink Tinklecrotch. I'm the host of The Truth Booth, and your husband's in the Truth Booth right now. The question was, during your Italian trip, how much money in dollars did you spend?
I don't know.
Michelle, I'm in the Truth Booth. I have to answer truthfully.
Yes, I answer.
Round it to the nearest 10.
Does this include the Chanel purse in Florence?
The whole thing.
That I bought off the street market instead of in the store.
Oh, yeah, right.
The whole kit and caboodle, as they say.
And we didn't get dinged at customs on the way in. We declared. They didn't get any duty.
All right, stop trying to steer the ship into the iceberg. Let's get an answer.
Michelle, they want to know how much. It's the truth. I have to answer. Is it just Michelle or is it Julian and Chloe as well?
We're talking about just Michelle.
Does this include the frotte linen she bought for the bed?
Hey, we're talking the whole the whole trip.
About that.
The whole trip.
This might be something we have to.
Michelle spent about $10,000.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm talking about.
What do you get? What do you get when an avocado goes to church? Holy guacamole! That's what you get. Oh my God! $10,000,
ladies and gentlemen. And that concludes the Truth Booth.
We got more. We got another one coming up tomorrow.
All right, Michelle, are you okay, Michelle?
You're a jerk.
Hi.
Goodbye, Michelle.
This dancing is amazing.
Good job, Wink.
Thank you. Wink Tinklecrotch will be back tomorrow with the second part of the MJ Italian Truth Booth.
But keep in mind, we didn't spend like anything during the pandemic, so it kind of evens out, right?
Whatever.
Right, it was 20.
Good job, Wayne.
No, I'm kidding.
Hi, all right.
All right, it's the Truth Booth on the MJ. I'm in trouble.
Hey, you know, you may have a career in broadcasting there, MJ. You're pretty good.
Truth Booth.
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an MJ Morning Show official Olympic update with breaking news. I had this thing like 2 hours ago, but I just didn't get around to it. You know, we had the Truth Booth to do, all right? And gift cards. Simone Biles is out.
Yeah, that just happened.
Yeah, this actually it did break like at, I don't know, 7:30 or so. It's been out for a while, but Simone Biles has withdrawn from women's gymnastics. Yeah, she withdrew after, I guess she left because she had to get attended to by her trainer, and then she came back with a heavily strapped foot. I don't know, ace bandages or whatever the heck they use. And she did not warm up for the uneven bars. And I guess Jordan Chiles warmed up. And I guess she hurt herself and she's out. I mean, really? That's pretty significant. You know, you look at Simone Biles, and first of all, she's the most adorable thing on the planet. She's got a great personality. Have you seen her interviewed?
She's sweet, and they did so much with her ramping up to the Olympics.
I mean, she really...
She's a good endorser type, very well-spoken.
And that's where I was headed with this, is the amount of endorsements that she has done leading up to the Olympics. I mean, lots of sponsors, lots of clients. She's endorsing a lot of products.
Sound like Michael Phelps. Hey, it's Michael Phelps for Circle K.
And, you know, she's made a lot of money in endorsements, and now, you know, there were high expectations that she'd do very well. She had some missteps in the opening act, you know. Didn't she, like, not perform very well?
She didn't. She's underwhelmed.
Well, she was underwhelming, I think.
Yes.
And then apparently she's injured herself now, and she's out. She's done.
The Olympics are over as far as I'm concerned.
That's the breaking news.
I feel awkward watching gymnastics. I think they need to put the girls in, like, long leotards.
Well, that's what some of them are doing. Because they're sort
really?
Of yes,
it's a
yes,
good idea, actually.
They're wearing the long leotards and they're covering up more because they don't want the sport to be sexualized.
And now the Hollywood dirt, ladies and gentlemen. A couple of things here. First of all, where is the auction now for the Kanye West bag of air?
All right. So first of all, there's a bunch of like fakes out there, but I think the real bag of air.
Yep. This is the real one. So Kanye West did a listening party at the Mercedes-Benz Arena or Stadium in Atlanta.
Right.
And somebody took a gallon-sized Ziploc bag and captured air, closed it up, and they're selling the air from the Kanye West listening event on eBay. And right now, the current bid with 11 bids, the current bid is $3,950. Someone's going to pay almost $4,000 or wherever this ends up because the auction is still going on for 3.5 days. So right now, the highest bid out of 11 bids, $3,950 for a flipping Ziploc bag full of air from a Kanye West event. And listen, I wasn't joking around. I mean, Kanye West, this is sort of symbolic because Kanye West, as far as I'm concerned, is like really full of hot air.
So. MJ, who's the, I can't think of his name, but you won't believe what I found out. Well, who's that rapper that just died?
Biz Markie.
Biz Markie. I just found out.
You. Hey, give me some Biz Markie.
MJ, just found out I've had a Biz Markie fart in a bag for 17 years, and I'm going to sell it for $27.
Dude, that's a collector's item now.
You got what I need.
Rest in peace.
But you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you.
Good tune. And you make fun of Spatula for his singing, you know?
Type 2 diabetes.
Yeah. Is that what it said?
That's what it says on the Google.
Yeah. That's the new type.
So the Google is saying complications from type 2 diabetes.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. MJ and the crew here at 9:08. So, Roxanne, we just had a little discovery. I don't know how this was discovered. I'll get the whole story in a second, but I saw the aftermath, and my God, it's horrific. Coop, did you get the image I just sent you? We got to get this up on the website. All right, check your email. Get this image up as quickly as you can. All right, continuing with the Hollywood dirt here quickly, though, the Britney Spears update. Of course, yesterday we spoke of Britney Spears' social media post over the weekend on Instagram. She took like a topless photo of herself and she put little stars over her nipples. It's like, so she's trying to prove that everything's okay and she needs to get out of this conservatorship and she needs to be able to manage her own life. And then she posts these pictures on Instagram. It just doesn't make sense to me. All right. So wait a minute. You didn't get it yet? Coop? Hold on a minute. What?
I haven't got the picture yet.
Text it to him directly, MJ.
Hang on a minute.
Send it in a text.
I emailed it to you. Hold on a minute.
This is a horrifying picture, Coop.
Oh, maybe I don't want to get it.
Hang on a sec. Maybe I sent that to somebody else.
Oh, boy.
So somebody's getting
all of his contacts.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I sent it to myself. Hang on a minute.
All right.
Hang on. I screwed it up. Hold on a minute. Here, let me forward it to you now. And KYLE.
I've been having sleep issues, and this isn't going to help.
All right. I just sent it. All right. So we took a photo of Roxanne, and we'll explain in just a matter of moments. All right. So Britney Spears, we now have seen that she's filed documents regarding her choice to replace her father as her conservator. We also have some numbers, which are kind of interesting here in the Britney Spears matter. Yeah, so she and her new lawyer, they've filed legal documents, and it includes the name of the person that they want to manage her conservatorship. Britney's lawyer, Matt Rosengart, filed documents requesting that Jason Alexander from Seinfeld be appointed the I'm kidding.
Wow.
George Costanza. No, it's
deal with that.
What is the deal?
Why George? Why not me?
No, it's Jason Rubin, not Jason Alexander.
I love his sandwich.
Yeah, so Rubin is a CPA, and he's got a bunch of credentials, apparently. Rubin has experience handling financial and elder abuse litigation and all kinds of stuff. Now, according to the documents which were obtained by TMZ, this is where it gets interesting, is we have some numbers. According to the documents, Brittany and Rosengard also want Rubin to prosecute civil harassment restraining orders. I would imagine maybe even against her father, Jamie Spears. Maybe the sister, Jamie Lynn. According to the documents, it lists Britney's cash assets at $2,730,454.
A week?
Yeah. No. No.
That's her cash assets. That seems pretty darn low, actually, for Britney Spears. However, hang on. Non-cash assets are at $57,666,398.
I mean, that's a ton of money, but I still think it would be more.
That's not Britney Spears money.
$57,666,398. But TMZ points out that's almost certainly not the complete financial portfolio, that there are a lot of Morgan Stanley accounts listed and real property and homes valued at $8,455,000. So, but Britney cash assets of $2.7 million, you'd think that the cash assets would be a whole lot more, right?
You think that she just walks around with $2 million in her pocket?
I'm pretty sure Kesha's got more assets than that. Kesha. I mean, it's Britney Spears. I've been to like a couple of her concerts because I love her.
Yeah.
And it looked like there was 2 million people at the thing.
Find out how much money Carrot Top has, would you please?
Like, it doesn't matter. His comedy is all I need.
Here's a prop.
And his weightlifting tips.
Yeah, that's right. He's all jacked now, isn't he?
He is gassed to the gills.
And he's like 70 years old now, isn't he, Carrot Top?
Look at this. I'm going to shoot myself with steroids. Thanks for coming.
All right. So
it's not even a healthy cash to non-cash asset ratio. You know? None of it makes sense.
Well, they're saying that there's probably a lot more that we don't even know about. So we'll see. All right. Roxanne and this body
Can
issue.
Can we keep talking about Britney?
Who noticed this?
Okay, so Roxanne noticed it on herself, but I caught her trying to eliminate it.
Oh, my God. All right, Roxanne just discovered, where was this hidden?
It's heavy, so it just kind of, you know, it's thick, so it just kind of like...
Roxanne just
down in the marsh.
You need horror music.
Roxanne...
Oh, this is really going to...
Roxanne just found a 2-inch eyebrow...
Hair.
Yes.
I mean,
a humongously long, freakishly long eyebrow hair. And I had a fight for this, but Roxanne, I had to get close enough to take a picture of it. Coop, do you have it up on our website just yet? Is it up?
It's up right now. You can see it.
A better picture would have been a picture of MJ chasing me around the studio trying to get a picture of me.
Oh my God, look at that hair, Roxanne.
Folks, go to MJMorningShow.com and you got to see the longest eyebrow hair that you've ever seen in your life.
No.
And it's on Roxanne.
You know, I don't even know if that's me. I'm going to question whether or not that's me.
That's a night crawler on your face.
Go to MJMorningShow.com and check out the picture.
Roxanne, is this why you discreetly texted me asking me for a pair of scissors?
Oh. I did. That's a true story.
100%.
You better get a Ryobi chainsaw for
you
that.
You
got
to check this out. Go to MJMorningShow.com. Go to MJMorningShow.com right now and see Roxanne's freakish eyebrow hair. All right, I got a question. You know, speaking of assets, you know what I need to? I need to hook Britney Spears up with the Holland Group Financial Wealth Advisors.
You need to hook Roxanne up with the Holland Group. Do you know how much his hair is worth? His hair is worth like $2 million by itself.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105 and some late edition morons on the news roll on here. Did you pick up on what my teaser was, Roxanne, or Froggy, or Fest, or anyone? What did I say? What did I just tease a few minutes ago?
I'm still traumatized by the whole eyebrow hair thing, so I don't know what you said.
Folks, if you want to see a freakishly, ridiculously long eyebrow hair discovered... Yeah. on Roxanne. Go to MJMorningShow.com. It was a battle to take the photo, but I got it. Go to MJMorningShow.com and see it. I said, what was the last thing you want to find in your salad while you're eating it?
I could think of one thing, and it's on Roxanne's head.
It was on Roxanne's head. She cut it off. But yeah, that would choke a horse.
Eyebrows would die.
Yeah. And eyebrow hair in your salad. This could be worse. Dead lizard. Lady in Seattle said she was eating a salad that she bought from a place called Evergreens.
Sounds delicious.
You know, it sounds like a salad place. You know, like you've got Sweet Green. You've heard of Sweet Green, right? Sweet Green is, I don't know if they're in Florida yet.
I've never heard of Sweet Green.
Yeah, it's big up in New York City, and I think Washington, D.C. is where they might have originated. Sweet Green, yeah, it's like a salad place. They're like Chopped is another one of them that do all the salads. And everything. So this lady goes to a place called Evergreens, which is a salad place, I guess, out west, because I haven't seen them out here in the east. So she filed a complaint with the King County Public Health Department out in Washington State. Now, they sent the health inspector over, I guess, on Friday. The incident happened last Wednesday. She was at the South Lake Union location in Seattle. Maniza...
God bless you.
Thank you. Maniza Qureshi is her name. Says that she orders salads from Evergreens all the time. This is my very favorite lunch spot. But she said on Wednesday she picked up a salad, went to work to eat it, and while she was eating, she noticed something wasn't right. I'm like working, eating, all of a sudden I'm picking up my fork. I'm like, whoa, that's not part of the lettuce. She says, I'm kind of turning it, and that's when I saw little lizard arms.
Oh, what is she bitching about?
And little lizard guts sticking out.
This is the most fresh salad she'll ever have in her whole life.
And I kind of jumped out of my desk, called my coworkers. We're all freaking out. My God.
Come on.
Shocking, horrible, terrifying, disgusting, she said. That's when I was like, you know, she starts gagging and could not believe that there was a lizard in her salad. Anyway, Cairo 7, the TV station out there, I think it's ABC, sent photos of the lizard from Qureshi to the Washington State University Zoology Department. They confirmed the lizard is a western fence lizard, commonly called a blue-bellied lizard.
Ew!
Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Get out of lizard. I don't want it to be a blue-bellied one in my salad. Look like a piece of ranch.
The CEO of Evergreen said the company pays a premium to suppliers to ensure that lettuce and greens that they get are good to go. But listen, you're harvesting fresh produce out of a field and it ends up, ends up with some stuff. That's nature, man. I mean, your lettuce is growing out in the open.
Do you guys ever put alive lizards on your ears, like earrings, and let them hang?
What?
Right. You didn't do that when you were a kid?
MJ didn't grow up in Florida.
Okay.
So, we have lizards everywhere.
Yeah.
If you pick one up and you hold it to your ear, it'll bite your ear, and it'll dangle there like an earring.
Oh.
I used to do it on my nipples.
Well, my kids were born and raised in Florida. I don't think they've ever done that.
You didn't teach them.
Well, your kids aren't animals.
You're a little savage.
They're like highly sophisticated
like the
children.
Robersons of Palm Harbor over here. Taking lizards and doing mean things to them.
I brought home lizards for the kids to play with. Keep them off your nips.
The CEO says we're working with a national supplier that triple washes, cuts, and bags the greens so they're ready to eat for us, specifically to avoid any issues. I guess he's going to have a little word with that supplier, I would imagine. But I don't know. I'm kind of a fan of, this is a big chain. I guess they're buying stuff in bulk. I just kind of like, get your own cases of produce and cut and shop your own stuff in your own store instead of, getting giant bags of food service stuff,
I mean, you have to have imported lizards from the field. Just put your own lizards in your salad.
Oh, boy. So it's the new lizard salad coming to Evergreens for a limited time.
I like the Southwest salad with the reptile in it.
Blue belly will look like blue cheese.
Do you guys know about the dating game killer?
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
You know, when you talk about the dating game, right? When you talk about the dating game, you think of the happy dating game music. It's, the theme. It's the dating game. Now your host. Was it Jim Lang? Was that the host of the dating game?
I thought it was Wink Martindale.
No. I don't know. The original dating game, I think it was Jim Lang.
It should be Wink Winklecrutch. Yeah.
Hey, did you ever hear about the dating game killer Rodney Alcala?
Oh, he's an actual person.
Yeah, so this was like a serial killer sentenced to death for like four murders, but it's believed that he murdered many, many more, and I don't know if they'll ever know like the total number of people this guy killed as a serial killer. He appeared on the dating game. So back in 1977, they called him the dating game killer because he was on the TV show, The Dating Game.
Oh, the music is awesome.
And it turned out that this guy had already killed people before he appeared on The Dating Game.
Way to keep a low profile.
I think like four. And that he was already arrested twice for other things. So he had a criminal record already. So I just like to say to the... to the crew at The Dating Game, 1977, good job vetting your contestants. Now, I know that Google and the internets was not quite in place at that point, but still, can't you, you know, vet your contestants?
Yeah, like a little psychological profile that would reveal something.
Reason why I'm bringing this up is The Dating Game killer, he died in jail, they say, of natural causes at 77 years old. But can you imagine that? And then he did win. He was picked. This is crazy.
So he went on the date?
Yeah. So, well, here's the deal. The individual that picked him sensed that something was off. She never went on the date with him. So she knew the person that had picked him on the woman that picked him on the dating game, because he was bachelor number one or two or three. They never went on the date because he started acting creepy and turn down the offer, I guess.
So nice to meet you. Can you put this duct tape on your eyeballs and face and mouth and around your hands, please, and get in my trunk?
Is that like creepy or what?
Nice to meet you, by the way.
She should have been a screener for the show.
I just wanted to play. I just want to play the music. I love the dating game music. Yeah, but you know what? Even in 1977, can't you vet your contestants
just
a little better?
Yeah, it's not like they have the ability to do it then, do they? I don't know.
I mean, someone talk to them and say, hey, this guy's putting off a creepy vibe.
Yeah. What do you do for a living? I'm a killer! I mean, they don't do that.
But that's after the show, Roxy. I mean, he fills out a contested entry form. I work in construction.
And we're dabbling.
I'm into anatomy.
Well, it didn't. She figured it out.
She did.
To be date.
We've got the audio. Coop, is the video any good? Is it worth putting up on the website of the Spirit Airlines fight?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's ready to go now.
You know, I was going to say, guys, we got two women that are getting into a cat fight on an airline. Guess the airline. But it's just too easy. I mean, if you have two women clawing at each other's eyes and they're calling each other names, and they're just scratching and kicking and biting and fighting. You think it's going to be Delta? No.
It could be.
No. You think it's going to be JetBlue?
It could be.
No. You think it's going to be United? Nah. American? Nah. It's clearly going to be Spirit Airlines. I mean, whenever there is a complete breakdown of humanity, it's Spirit Airlines.
I like Spirit Airlines.
Cut them some slack.
I've never been on Spirit.
It's lit.
Where did this happen, Coop? Where was this?
It's lit.
Fessa, where was it?
This was in the air from Vegas to Atlanta.
I didn't know it's...
It's the remake of the Hindenburg.
Oh, my God.
Is that the appropriate use of the phrase, it's lit?
Yes.
It is?
Of course it is, because it is lit.
But wait a minute. Then you have passengers that are egging them on. That is Spirit Airlines. The passengers are killing each other. Then the other passengers that are not involved in the fight, they're egging them on like it's some kind of a cockfight or something.
They're spirited.
That's exactly the flight I want to go on.
MJ, they just changed the tagline, Spirit Airlines, we lit.
We lit.
You're now free to kick each other's ass across the country.
Unbelievable.
And free to be lit.
Welcome to Frank Zappa. I'm sorry. I've got to say it every time. Frank Rappa is on the phone. Frank is the chief marketing officer at PDQ. So he's the CMO at PDQ. And folks, this is a big deal. Today is National Chicken Tender Day, Tuesday, July 27th. And PDQ's special National Chicken Tender Day is back. Frank, tell us all about it.
What's going on? Good morning, everybody, and happy National Chicken Tender Day.
Thank you.
So we've taken our award-winning hand-breaded buttermilk battered chicken tender, and we blended it in a vanilla milkshake to create the best hand-spun milkshake you're ever going to taste. A sweet and salty sensation of the chicken tender milkshake is back.
And it's one day only, folks. If you want to try this, this is better than any fair food. You know, because, you know, the state fairs, they come up with new stuff every... This will never be top. The Chicken Tender Vanilla Milkshake to celebrate National Chicken Tender Day at PDQ locations. Right, Frank?
It's in every location, and we had a great success last year with it, which is the reason why we brought it back. It's become a fan favorite. So definitely, yes, yeah, stop by. Listen, the sweet and salty taste of this shake through that thick straw is going to be sensational. So there's no better way. Listen, your last segment, the only spirit that I want to get in after that segment is the spirit of National Chicken Tender Day. Oh, what a great way to celebrate it.
Look at that. You're just a natural chief marketing officer.
Yeah, you really are
marketing. With a segue and a tie-in like that.
Wow.
You're earning your coin, man. I'm gonna tell Bob and Nick to give you a raise. All right.
I love it. Listen,
get Bob.
We're gonna get Nick to make sure he's sipping on that shake right now.
Awesome. And you know what? To celebrate, we're gonna give away a $100 PDQ gift card right now. Let's go with caller number 50 right now. Caller 50 right now. A $100 PDQ gift card. Good luck. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Frank, happy Chicken Tender Day, and thank you for celebrating with PDQ.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. MJ Morning Show, we'll see you tomorrow, folks. Good luck. What'd I say? Caller 50? $100 PDQ gift card right now, 800-990-1047. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.